Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And we're glad you're here. We're glad you're part of our day. You're going to be glad you're hanging with me because we got our good buddy Wally Bach back on the show. In fact, he doesn't know it, but we're going to celebrate his 12th anniversary. Only a few days ago would have been the exact day. But Wally is one of the few people who are still with me. There are a few. He's one of the few who are still with me who was actually part of our show in the original year, 1997. He barely got in. It was just at the end of December, 1997. He barely got under the wire, but he did. And he's been with us ever since. Wally is the author of a number of books, including Net Income, including Cyber Power for Business. And I think he's got a new one coming out. He's our good friend, Wally Bach. Welcome back to the show.
12 years.
How about that?
I've been putting up with you, and you've been putting up with me for 12.
I think the latter is the more appropriate one, Bach.
That's probably true. That's what most people tell me.
But congratulations on 12 years with us. I know that's like a. I know your mother is so proud of that distinction, and I think her exact words were, "Well, it's come to this."
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, she thinks of it sort of as like, you know, do you want fries with that?
Yeah, exactly. Paper or plastic, right?
But, I mean, seriously, though, the real congratulations go in your direction.
Well, I appreciate it.
Because I do remember when the show started, and it was good.
And you said, this guy's never going to make it.
That isn't what I said. I can't repeat what I said.
Yeah.
But seriously, you've done really good stuff for a long time. And I think longevity is sometimes a really big test of quality.
It's either a test of quality or a test of hard headedness. I don't. One or the other. Maybe a little bit. Probably a little bit of both. But there is something about surviving, isn't there? I mean, and Wally, I in the earlier part of the year, actually a year ago last month, before 09 got here, I was telling my audience, guys, let's have one primary, one fundamental, one default expectation for 09 upon which we will say, if we can accomplish this, we will have been a success. We will have succeeded in 09, and that is to open your doors for business January 1, 2010. And for those people who were able to pull that off, and not all did, but for those who did, I really believe that there's going to be a lot of opportunity coming in the future. What do you think?
Absolutely. I'm looking at the way stuff's going. One of the things that I note when I looked at recessions, which I did some research on last year, was that when you come out of a recession, the biggest opportunities are in the small business sector.
Right.
And, you know, there's, first of all, there's pent-up people. There's the people who were going to start a business but didn't. And then there's some people who were, you know, what we call the necessity entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
That was like me. I kept getting fired.
I was that way in 89.
You know, and you know, those people have had a chance during the tight parts of this thing to learn what they do well, and you know.
But Wally, one of the things that I've been observing is that unlike other recessions and recoveries, this was different in that there are not as many startups as there have been because people don't have the credit to start those businesses, the assets to start those businesses that they've had in the past. And so my point is those businesses that have survived, I think they're going to have less competitive environments to work in. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm not sure I agree with the basic premise. I know what you're saying, and I think that's true. It's characteristic of the recession that we had a credit contraction at the same time.
You and I have never seen anything like that before.
Nobody in our generation.
No,
has.
No.
But think of this. The generation that's behind us has never seen a recession.
That's right. Not a real one.
There's people that have been in the workforce for 20 years.
There are two generations who've never seen a real recession. That's right.
It's a very different beast, and it's different in a lot of ways. The employment issues are different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're still going to have employment. Always comes back after You know, that's it's a lagging
yep.
indicator from the recession, so we yep. know that's going to happen. But it's starting to look like people have made do with technology and streamlining and
yep.
so forth. They're not going to bring as many people back.
The only thing that's gone up side by side with unemployment is productivity. Productivity is very strong. So what are all these things, as you look at out across the landscape and you think about managers and people who are running small businesses, what are you seeing for that they need to know? What are the heads ups that you need to offer them as we move into the new year?
I'm going to tell you something that may sound strange here. You know that I've got a book coming out in the spring.
Yep.
And
what's it
one
called?
Of the things that we found doing the research for the book, which is called Ruthless Focus.
Say it again?
Ruthless Focus.
Ruthless Focus, okay.
Is that companies that are successful for a really long time, and let's say like, 109 years. Or, I got a better one. How about 193 years?
Wow.
Okay. Stay with a basic strategy and implement like hell, to borrow the words of Jack Welch,
mm-hmm.
and only change when the strategy starts not to work. Now, that doesn't mean they're not sensitive to changes in environment.
Right.
That 193-year-old company is an outfit called Atkins & Pierce. It's in Covington, Kentucky.
Wow.
And they have an invoice on their wall to Procter & Gamble from, you know, the year 1893.
Wow. What do they do?
They make textiles. You remember textiles?
What?
If you talk about the textile business in the U.S., well, it's mostly abandoned.
It's been gone so long, those jobs aren't even in Mexico anymore. They've already left Mexico.
Here's
they went
the
to Mexico from here, now they're somewhere else.
Here's the deal. Last transition, the last time they changed their strategy, was when the textile business was going south. And I don't mean south.
Yeah.
To Kentucky. I mean,
yeah.
out of the world.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, well, here's what we're good at. What can we do to make money? And they decided to make specialty textiles.
Wow.
So if you reach under the hood of your car and you grab one of those cords that's got, like, textiles wrapped around
yeah.
it, they probably made it.
Wally, things that we're going to go to a break in a second. I want to get this in there because this is what you're talking about. For years now, I've been telling my audience, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you cannot fall in love with how you do it.
That's right.
And
that's a good line.
That's what you just said. Hold on to that thought.
I love coming here.
Yeah, hold on. We're gonna come right back, folks. Wally Box got more of his insights for you and me right after these messages, and maybe another story or two. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Lots of good stuff there. Ask questions, get answers, read, listen. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes or anywhere in between. We got something you can do there that will help you with your small business. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Oh, by the way, check out my blog while you're on my website. And also subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Lots of different ways that you can come and get your stuff, or we'll send it to you. We'll follow you home if you want us to. Wally Bach is our guest. He's our good friend and the author of a number of books, including Cyber Power for Business, and a new one coming out later this year. Say it again, Wally.
Ruthless Focus.
Ruthless Focus. I like that title. And tell us how we can find you, Wally.
You can find me at www.3starleadership.com.
Is that the number three or the
No,
or the
it
word
is three? It is the word written out. I needed to prove that I could spell.
The word three power leadership.
3-star leadership.
Three
just
star
like
leadership.
One long big
all
word.
Right. 3starleadership.com. And they can find all your stuff there, including the new book.
The new book
when it comes out.
We're not going to be promoting for a couple of months yet.
I got
you're getting sort of the first big media attention.
Well, we expect to launch it on the show.
I think we can probably do that.
Okay.
Maybe you can have my co-author, Tom Hall, on.
Okay, we can work that out, too. Maybe we prefer him.
So, you would.
So, okay, Wally, we're talking about falling in love with what you do, but not with how you do it. You got another story?
Well, I think one of the more interesting stories out there is Nucor. I don't know how much you know about
that. Yep, a little bit.
Okay, Nucor is the largest steel producer in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
The second largest producer is U.S. Steel. Okay?
Yeah.
Bethlehem Steel is gone.
Right.
They didn't make that adaptation.
Right.
But here's an interesting statistic, because you were talking about productivity earlier. U.S. Steel has 1,200 people at their corporate headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
Would you care to guess how many people Nucor has at their corporate headquarters?
Probably a fourth of that.
Oh, no, that's way too much.
Really?
17.
17? I love it.
Now,
17.
No, I mean, here's the deal. U.S. Steel has a research and development department. Do you know how big Nucor's research and development department is?
Mm-mm.
They don't have one.
Ah, they contract
it all. So who does the research and development?
Yeah.
Because they're a technology strategy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, they're one of the first to do a lot of things, including, you know, automatic strip and electric furnace. And
right,
stuff.
Right.
Okay. How do they do the? I mean, how do you do this new technology if you don't do research?
Well, they farm it out. They get somebody else to find it for them, and then they license it and then they apply it.
Well, part of that's true. They do a lot of, you know, reading journals and stuff.
Yeah.
But the more interesting thing to me, and it relates to the whole, you know, how do small businesses get good, is their basic principle is you don't want a bunch of people off doing research. What you want is your people to do research.
Right.
And so the people who find the technologies, put it in place, et cetera, are their regular people.
Mm-hmm.
They're plant managers.
Very interesting.
Melt shop guys.
That sounds like a Japanese model a little bit.
It's a lot like a Japanese model. The difference is that it's very American.
Yeah.
It's American because it's a performance-based culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's American because when the recession hit...
So they're not unionized? Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
When you say performance-based, that precludes unions.
It does, because what they do is that you about two-thirds of your income, if you're working on the shop floor, can come from a bonus.
Yeah.
Bonus is awarded by teams.
Right.
You divide the bonus within it.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is a really good way to go. You put money into a retirement plan while you're working there. When you retire, they hand you the money.
Wow.
They don't say, hey, we're going to invest for it. They hand you the money so you can do what you want. I mean, you want to buy an island in the South Pacific? You go do that. When they build a new plant, the people who build the plant are the people who get preference in hiring athletes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's just an array
of things. This is a 21st century way of running a manufacturing company, and it's the way of the future, and it's one of the reasons why, as you say, Bethlehem Steel is not around. So, folks, you know, how do small business owners take away from some?
I think what do we take away from this? Small business owners is, let me go back to the innovation. First of all, stay simple.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a company, we said, largest steel company in the United States. We talked about how small their headquarters staff is. Would you like me to read their personnel manual? Because it'll take me about 20 seconds.
All right, hurry.
Here it is. Know the job. Ask questions and experiment. Share what you learn. Do what it takes to be sure something goes wrong only once. Let us know how we can help.
Wow.
That's it.
I like that.
I do, too. And so do they, and it works. Now, let's look at the, I mean, state.
See, that's very small business-like.
Very. And I think that's one reason why it works. But you asked for the takeaway. The takeaway is, if you're a small business, don't get all puffed up on the things about big business that you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, revenue, fine. Profitability, fine.
Right.
But the companies that we studied for Ruthless Focus run very small businesses.
You can be professional and sophisticated without being complicated. Isn't that right?
As one of the people I interviewed said, you don't need a $900 desk chair to do good work.
Although I have one of those. They're nice. Hey, Wally, give us the website again, please.
The website is www.3starleadership.com.
I expect to launch that new book in a couple of months.
I expect you will.
Happy anniversary. Thanks for being here.
And happy anniversary to you, Jim.
Thanks. See you next time. Wally Bach, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. More to come after these words of wisdom. 29 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.